Chapter 33. 12 years old was Manasseh when he began to reign, and for 55 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he proceeded to do what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, according to the detestable things of the nations that Jehovah had driven out from before the sons of Israel. So he built again the high places that Hezekiah his father had pulled down, and set up altars to the Baals, and made sacred poles. And he began to bow down to all the army of the heavens and serve them. And he built altars in the house of Jehovah, respecting which Jehovah had said, In Jerusalem my name will prove to be to time indefinite. And he went on to build altars to all the army of the heavens in 2 courtyards of the house of Jehovah. And he himself made his own sons pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and practiced magic, and used divination, and practiced sorcery, and made spiritistic mediums, and professional foretellers of events. He did on a grand scale what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, to offend him. Furthermore, he put the carved image that he had made in the house of the true God, respecting which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I shall put my name to time indefinite, and I shall not remove the foot of Israel again from off the ground that I assigned to their forefathers, provided only that they take care to do all that I have commanded them, concerning all the law and the regulations and the judicial decisions by the hand of Moses. And Manasseh kept seducing Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do worse than the nations that Jehovah had annihilated from before the sons of Israel. And Jehovah kept speaking to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. Finally, Jehovah brought against them the chiefs of the army that belonged to the king of Assyria, and so they captured Manasseh in the hollows, and bound him with 2 fetters of copper, and took him to Babylon. And as soon as it caused him distress, he softened the face of Jehovah his God, and kept humbling himself greatly because of the God of his forefathers, and he kept praying to him, so that he let himself be entreated by him, and he heard his request for favor, and restored him to Jerusalem to his kingship. And Manasseh came to know that Jehovah is the true God. And after this, he built an outer wall for the city of David to the west of Gihon, in the torrent valley, and as far as the fish gate, and he ran it around to Ophel, and proceeded to make it very high. Further, he put chiefs of the military force in all the fortified cities in Judah, and he proceeded to remove the foreign gods and the idol image from the house of Jehovah, and all the altars that he had built in the mountain of the house of Jehovah, and in Jerusalem, and then had them thrown outside the city. Moreover, he prepared the altar of Jehovah and began to sacrifice upon it communion sacrifices and thanksgiving sacrifices, and went on to say to Judah to serve Jehovah, the God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people were still sacrificing upon the high places, only it was to Jehovah their God. As for the rest of the affairs of Manasseh and his prayer to his God, and the words of the visionaries that kept speaking to him in the name of Jehovah the God of Israel, there they are among the affairs of the kings of Israel. As for his prayer, and how his entreaty was granted him, and all his sin, and his unfaithfulness, and the locations in which he built high places, and set up the sacred poles and the graven images, before he humbled himself, there they are written among the words of his visionaries. Finally, Manasseh lay down with his forefathers, and they buried him at his house. And Amon his son began to reign in place of him. 22 years old was Amon when he began to reign, and for 2 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he proceeded to do what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, just as Manasseh his father had done, and to all the graven images that Manasseh his father had made, Amon sacrificed, and he continued serving them. And he did not humble himself because of Jehovah, the same as Manasseh his father humbled himself, for Amon was one that made guiltiness increase. Finally his servants conspired against him and put him to death in his own house. But the people of the land struck down all the conspirators against King Amon, and the people of the land then made Josiah his son king in place of him.